ज्ञानत विरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदवक्ताय नमो आज हम लोगों की का ये ब्रजमंडल गौड़मंडल परिक्रमा समाप्त होगी। कल हम लोग यहाँ से वृंदावन और मथुरा में तब जाएंगे। बसें सब 6 बजे के पहले 5 बजे आएगी, 6 बजे तक हम लोग लौट जाएंगे। अभी और शाम तक देखेंगे, रात तक कितने आदमी मथुरा जाने वाले हैं और कितना वृंदावन जाने वाले हैं, उसी के अनुसार में व्यवस्था करेंगे। हाथ उठवा दे कि पीछे। अच्छा, वृंदावन में कितने आदमी, हाउ मेनी डिवोटीज विल गो टू वृंदावन? वनली
आधे लोग हैं।
अच्छा, हाँ, कहना ये सब गिन लो। और मथुरा कौन कौन जाएगा? हाथ नहीं उठा रहा। हु विल गो टू मथुरा? मथुरा तू नहीं जाएगी? अच्छा, सब ठीक, बहुत अच्छा। तो कितना अंदाज करो?
आधा
आधी, 2 बस वहाँ, तो 2 बस के यात्री हैं। तो 1-2 बस में ही सब पूरे आ जाएंगे।
और भी हैं यात्री,
चार दिल्ली लोग चले गए। और विचार कर ले, तो 1 बस मथुरा, 1 बस वृंदावन, और होती हैं प्रेमानंद का 50 जन 40 जन का पार्टी है। अच्छा बैठ जाओ। हाँ, वो 2-2 बस लगेगा। वो इन दी लास्ट में हाथ उठवाएंगे तब देखेंगे। हाँ, जो बस से आए हैं वो बस से जाएंगे। अच्छा, इतने आदमी तो है ना, ये तो जाएंगे। ठीक है, अच्छा। आज कल नए लोगों ने कुछ संन्यास लिया है, Some new devotees have taken sannyas, renounce order. I want that first they should speak something. No, I want to hear. First, what name?
Nevi.
Gavasti Nevi Maharaj should come. And you can sit here. And from here you can speak 15 minutes about the glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or also to speak on glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should come here. He is very qualified person. He was a very good high class of scientist. And also Sahitya ke ki bulare. Literature, master of literature, good preacher, good singer. That is why
scientist
I told. And he has published so many books. So I was attracted to him. I wanted to give him sannyas 3-4 years before. But I saw that he should more qualify. And that is why now I get. Go on. Glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Acharya,
And when she saw the baby, she said, oh, this is just like Krishna Guru. Only one difference, that he is like molten gold and Krishna is like sapphire. Otherwise, no difference. So beautiful. So she gave the instruction that this child should be called Nima. Because they're afraid that some witch or something evil will happen. So Nima is very protected. So we see in European hospices, European in Mayapur, there's a Nima tree. Maybe not the same Nima tree as they did, but anyway, Nima is born under the Nima tree. So, Srila Gurudev is eager to hear about the speciality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to fulfill a particular mission. He is not, although we say, Namo Mahavira Avatar, his most merciful incarnation. But actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not avatar only, but avatari. He is the source of all incarnation. Because Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami establishes in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sri Krishna Chaitanya is none other than Krishna, Vrijendranandan Krishna. No difference at all. The Brahman effulgence is simply a small part of the rays from his divine toenails. And Paramatma is an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of his expansion. And he himself is Bhagavan, not only Bhagavan, full of all opulences, but he's also Vrijendranandan Krishna, full of all madhuri also. But in a hidden way, he's coming with a very special mission. External and internal. So, externally, he wants to spread the holy name. But this is, really, this is the business of Yuga Avatar. In every Kali Yuga, what incarnation will appear to give Yuga Dharma, which in Kali Yuga is congregational chanting of the holy name. So, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Krishna himself appeared. And he performed his beautiful pastime. Why did Krishna come? His main reason, Sri Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has explained, his main reason was to make a display of the Braj pastimes. Now we're so fortunate. We're coming 500 years after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his associates, one after another, they have broadcast the glories of Krishna and devotional service to Krishna in Vrindavan, Braj. But at the time that Krishna came, it is very confidential, just like in Sri Bhagavatamrita, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. After first part of Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita culminates in very beautiful glorification of gopis. Our Srila Gurudeva so many times related these pastimes, Navabrindavan pastimes in Dwarka, glorifying the gopis that Sri Uddhavji, the topmost devotee of Krishna, when Naraji came to him in complete ecstasy, oh, now I've traveled the length and breadth of the universe. Now I've found that personality who has Krishna's mercy to the fullest extent, completely intoxicated in ecstasy, falling at the feet of Uddhavji. And Uddhav immediately remembers the Brajvasis and especially the gopis. He's filled with something like transcendental envy, remembering the gopis. And how they are actually the recipients of Krishna's mercy. So, Parikshit Maharaj, he's glorifying the gopis. And at the end of this part, Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Uttara Devi, his mother, says, what happens to the gopis? Everyone is going to Vaikuntha. Krishna's devotees are going to Vaikuntha. But how can we compare the gopis with other devotees of Krishna? Their love is so much more exalted. They've given everything in so many ways. So if they only go to Vaikuntha, this is not real, this is not right, this is not proper. She's in anguish about this, crying. So then, to pacify her, Parikshit Maharaj then sang the second part of Sri Griha Bhagavatamrita, which brings us to Golok. So at that time, the secrets that Krishna himself is the Supreme Personality, full of all opulences, the source of all incarnations, and Vrijendranandan Krishna is full of all madhuri, more than Vishnu, more than Narayana. This is very, very confidential. So Krishna came at the end of Dwapara Yuga to manifest the full glories of the Braj pastimes, and especially his pastimes with the gopis. But afterwards he's thinking, oh, I came and we performed our pastimes, but who received Krishna prayer? What fruits are there? So few, very, very few outside Braj. Very few. Even my Udhavji, I sent him the Braj, he couldn't understand. So he's lamenting like this. Because he wanted, why does he want to display these pastimes? Just like my Guru Maharaj said, what's the use of hearing about Krishna's pastimes if you can't enter into them? So Krishna wants to recruit more, but it didn't happen. So when he's thinking like this, then I'll appear myself and I'll create a situation where more and more will understand this and pray, and they'll come. So at that time, the time for the appearance of Yuga after Yuga Avatar came. So Krishna took his part and came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the naam that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives is not ordinary Vaikuntha naam, but Brajna, full of all metals. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not, he's Krishna himself, but he's taking the mood and the complexion of Srimati Radhika. So he's not just coming as Vishaya Tattva, distributing frame, but he's coming in the position of Ashraya Tattva, supreme Ashraya Tattva, Srimati Radhika. So that frame that he's giving to the medium of Harinam, oh, that is a supreme frame. Up to, we've heard so many times, Madanaki Mahabhav, Srimati Radhika is Madanaki Mahabhav. And at the same time, he wants to taste the glories of Srimati Radhika's love for him and the happiness that she feels when she tastes his supreme glories. Those glories in himself, that he sees that there's something in himself that enchants her so much, but he doesn't know what it is. And he wants to taste. He sees in a mirror, oh, so beautiful, but I can't taste. So only by taking the position of Srimati Radhika can he taste. So he's coming in a hidden way with a special mission as his own devotee. And he doesn't want people to understand that actually he's Krishna himself. Of course his devotees recognize it can't be hidden. But for so long in his Navadip pastimes, he hid himself even from devotees like Shivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya. They couldn't openly understand that this is actually Krishna himself. So, he's coming with this particular mission, not only of bringing people back home, but back to Godhead, not only of distributing Harinam, not only Vaikuntha Nama, but Brajna, full of all mellows, highest mellow, everything is included in this Brajna. But he doesn't just, Krishna being, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radhika, he wants his followers to give service to Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Unnatojala Rasa Sabhakti Shri. This is part of his mission, that he wants to distribute this, because conditioned living entities can't take the place of Srimati Radhika, Sambhogi Srimati, not possible. But to distribute this, mood of Tattat Bhavi Srimati, the position of servants to Srimati Radhika, or servants to the made servants of Srimati Radhika, he wants to distribute. So this he gave to his confidential servants, headed by Sri Rupa Sanatana. Rupanaga means generally following Sri Rupa Goswami, but in particular following Sri Rupa Manjari. This move. So all our acharyas, they're in this mood. And they've come to present Krishna consciousness even in this Kali Yuga. This is very extraordinary speciality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he's not only coming also for the most fallen, but he's coming specifically in Kali Yuga, specifically for the most fallen. In Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, he's not available. The knowledge is not available. Even before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, there were great poets, Chandidas, Vijayapati, Jayadeva Goswami. They were presenting praying, very beautiful songs and poetry that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was relishing so much. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, beginning with Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Vishnu Chakrakatata, Thakur Bhaktivinoda especially, they presented this bhakti rush. Sri Rupa Goswami established from Rasa Shastra, he established the whole landscape of practice and perfection of transcendental rasa. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming with this mission, not only of tasting, not only of demonstrating this transcendental prayer, but also inspiring his followers to present this most very, very high elevated perfection of practice and attainment. So that the fallen souls, ourselves, in Kali Yuga can attain this. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Janardhan is namche. Oh, Vaikhanas Maharaj should come and speak something. Any Harikatha you like, you can tell. No bandage. No bending. Any Katha that you. Oh, yes, very good. With energy. You can.
Thank you. to speak tonight in a simple way, because I'm also starting my preaching in a few weeks, but I met my beloved Shishya Gurudev. He gave me an expression in Vaishnava. This is actually after the very first meeting, the first time we had a conversation, and he said to me that I want that you should follow me and feel for me the same way that you know.
Oh, you should keep your dand on the ground. Ground. Yes, like this. Now.
That you should have the same feelings and serve me in the same way. And I thought at that time, how is this possible? I was so far from emotional service, I was so far from Krishna consciousness, so many years. And this was 1997. And I thought, I'm so moved because by this time, the first time I could go on earth for 1 point. And so many feelings have been revived, so many desires. That was 3, 7 years ago, so there was so time to come. But I think yesterday was the beginning of the most ever event of all. So that is deeply, humbly, and eternally grateful. So, this morning we began speaking a little bit about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And what are his teachings?
Yes.
Go on.
And he spoke about his sannyas, and then he was beginning of his travels to throughout India. Specifically, he was going to Southern India. And I wanted to get to the point where he met Sri Prabhupada, because out of all the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Gurudev said, if you take out the teachings of this Sri Ramananda Roy Sundar, then it's like taking out Gopi Gita or Bhagavad Gita, all the most important parts of Ten Canto of Sri Ramananda. This is one of the most fundamental and essential parts of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, what is the background of this? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, of course, at this time traveling in South India, and he was gathering up so many of his devotees. So many important devotees were there. Venkatapada, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Gopalananda Goswami, the young boy. Mahaprabhu, everywhere he went, he was gathering up his intimate associates. Unlike Sri Krishna, whose associates, eternal associates, appeared with him in Braj, Mahaprabhu's associates were also throughout India. And they were waiting, ready for him to appear, to reclaim them. And so, when he went to Southern India, he was actually looking specifically for Roy Ramananda. Do you know who Roy Ramananda is? Gurudev will ask that. Do you know? Do you know Roy Ramananda? He is actually Vishaka, Sri Vishaka Devi. Who is Vishaka? And why did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu need to find him? There's a very interesting thing about this Roy Ramananda stuff. In all of Chaitanya Charitamrita and in all of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear Sri Krishna giving instructions. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna is giving instructions. Throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu is giving instructions. So many places, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, to Prabhupada Saraswati, so many people, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But in his conversation with Sri Ramananda Roy, this was the one place. Mahaprabhu was taking instruction. He was receiving instruction. And why? Because we know that the internal reason for Mahaprabhu's appearance was to experience and relish the mellow of Srimati Radharani. He wanted to understand and feel and live for a moment. This was his mission. But how did he do this? He's the supreme enjoyer. He is Vishaya. He is the Lord himself, he is gospel by Sahara. He is the enjoyer of us. He is not the servant of us. So we've heard over and over many beautiful descriptions of how Mahaprabhu, why he came, the conditions, the tattva, so many things. But in this case, we're going to understand how this actually took place. How Mahaprabhu, having taken on this older complexion of Srimati Radharani, this mood of Radharani, that how he became instructed how to fulfill that goal. Because if he didn't go to the school of Radharani and the Buddha teachers, Lalita and Vishaka, and the Dharma Pandit, the principal, Radharani himself, then how could he know, how could he learn? So it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Mahaprabhu is like a grand ocean, the unlimited ocean of conclusive truth of God. Everything is there, he can use everything. And when the sun evaporates that ocean, it turns into clouds. And then those clouds, they go over the land and they distribute all of that. But not just all the ocean, because the ocean contains so many things. The distilled essence, the most pure part of the ocean, is taken up in the form of rainwater and cloud. And this is what was distributed and became a cloud, and Roy Romanka, the Shaka gave his right hand cloud, distributing that distilled essence of knowledge. But there's another thing. The rainwater, that's part of the ocean, but under special conditions, like for instance, there's one constellation, one special nakshatra, smoky nakshatra. And that constellation, when it rains under those conditions, the rain that falls, when it falls in different places, like on a banana leaf, that rain becomes gaffer. When it falls on the head of a snake, it becomes a jewel. When it falls into the ocean, and it lands on an oyster, it becomes a pearl. So, when Roy Ramananda redistributed that water, that knowledge, that understanding of Ras, back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was like that Swati Nakshatra transformed it because of that special condition, because of that special, because it was coming from Kshatra, more than that water was there. Mahaprabhu, as Krishna, he knows everything about Ras, but he doesn't know what Kshatra knows. He can't. And why the Shaka? He already had Swarup Gautama, who was the leader. He already had heard to that he knew her disappointment. Why didn't Swarup Gautama instruct him to say this? Because the Shaka was born on exactly the same day as Srimati Radharani. So she has the same reflection, the same look, and exactly the same mood as Srimati Radharani. Lalita is a little bold and angry. She's harsh. She's irreverent. She's very strong towards Krishna. But Vishaka, like Radharani, is mixed. She has Radha's mood. So in order to most perfectly teach at this point, we needed to hear from Radharani. So, Mahaprabhu is going to be very eager for this meeting. And he's walking and going from one place to the other, and finally he arrives at the basin of the Ganga River. And there he takes his bath, and then he goes into a secluded place, a little distance from the bank. And there he's chanting, and he's so emotional, he's beautiful, sitting there. I don't say nothing. Very good, this is the word of all suggestions. Young, beautiful. And then, in the distance, you hear this tumultuous sound. And this giant procession of great Brahmins, and they're proceeding, they're beating drums and kettles and blowing horns, and there's a comment when I'm in a roaring all the time. And then they gets off the palanquin, and then he sees in the distance that beautiful cloak of Brahmins sitting down. And that's Sanyasi, Mahaprabhu, he sees Roy Ramananda. Every instinct, every virtue, he wanted to see Roy Ramananda in a prison. But because of medicine, and because of the war, he has to sit there and wait. And Ramananda Roy is very brave. He's the governor of all of his part of India, the most powerful and warrior man. And he has to restrain himself. but very slowly he separates himself from the group. And he goes towards where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is standing. And he begins to walk towards them. And then they see each other. And Mahaprabhu gets up and he says, "Are you Lord Ramananda?" He says, "Yes, I am Lord Ramananda, a Sutra, and your humble servant." And then all of a sudden they embrace, and the separation, and the feelings, and the desires that they had all this time, and they were missing, and the Brahmins are looking at the gas and wondering, what's going on? You see the beautiful sannyasi, and he's embracing against all objection, he's embracing Lord Ramananda, who although he's so exalted as a Shudra. And on Lord Ramananda, he's probably the king. He's so great, he's so learned, he's always in control, and he's embracing the sannyasi, and they're rolling on the ground, and they can't understand what's going on. And they couldn't understand what's going on because it's marvelous. And seeing this, that perhaps that they were being observed by people who did not have the right qualification, right on the ground, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. And then they began speaking in a more formal way. Then they arranged for a meeting later that night.
Thank you. I told you to speak on the teaching and Siddhant, and you went only history of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Raya Ramananda. Only platform, not any teaching. And so you should try to speak on the real subject, not history. History so long. Now, Rambijaya Kira. Shruti. Oh. Eta Kirtan Karla. Govinda Damo Dharma. সকালে ঘুমাচ্ছে আমারও ঘুম লাগছে জলদি কর গোবিন্দ দামো
Dharma
Radhe Radhe धाम परिक्रमा समाप्ति दिवस की जगन्नाथ महोत्सव की समवेत भक्त बृंद की गौर प्रेमानंद जो 15 मिनट्स एनी हरि कथा यू लाइक बट हरि कथा सम टीचिंग ऑफ महाप्रभु और कृष्ण प्रहलाद और एनी You can see it if you like. Or stand. But in a very like a lion, like Asham Maharaj, like Aranya Maharaj, very boldly and strongly and loudly. Madhav Maharaj. Bas.
As a very beautiful baby, all Vrindavan was very attractive, and everyone was walking, running, crossing Ganga. By any means, they were going to his native place to have a darshan of his two lotus feet, and in this way, making their life successful. Just like as Lord Krishna took birth, the same situation took place, and everything became very auspicious in all Raj and in all Navadvip at that time. Springtime appeared in all directions, and we could only hear the holy name of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody came, Brahmans, Vaishyas, everybody came to offer his best donations, gifts, whatever beautiful things they had.
Do you remember what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told in Shantipur to Raghunath Das Goswami? Can you tell? What he told to Raghunath Das Goswami in Shantipur? If you cannot tell, then can you tell that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Rupa Goswami? Please should tell.
He told Rupa Goswami at prayer that actually what I will tell you is only one drop of the ocean of Ras, which is unlimited. I will give you only one drop, and this drop is able to inundate the whole universe. So it will inspire you, and then it will make your life successful if you hear this teaching. So he starts to speak about all kinds of living entities who are pious, following Vedic Vedic teachings, all kinds of divide members of the society, those who are atheist, immoral, those who are follow Vedic teachings, who are like on a higher platform. Then he started to speak about bhakti, and he said that as soon as somebody, some devotee, gets the bhakti lata,
Hai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami, out of bhakti, which is not bhakti. He is telling that now he told about bhakti. But first what he told? Not bhakti? So why you are telling like this?
So he told about pure bhakti.
What is pure bhakti?
This is the culture of all endeavors through speech, thought, activities, and also inner sentiments, that everything we do, we should do to please the Lord, to please Krishna in a favorable attitude. And in this practice, we should never cover our activity by any jnana, karma, and yoga, austerity, penances, and astrology, or whatsoever. And there we should also have no desire, material desire, nabilas, stasunya, not any material desires. Then, if we practice this pure bhakti, then our heart will become purified by divine love, and some transformation will appear in our heart, like some part will come first Kaliyuga. Our permanent relationship with Krishna will be established, and then the other symptoms of Sakyipa, Yavishalipa, Anva, all this transformation will appear one after the others, and when everything will come at once, then it will create a wonderful situation. It will be like nectar. It will be called Vachirasa. And at that time, when we experience this Vachirasa, then our life will be completely successful. And there will be.
Has he given any example
of
any example how bhakti seed comes and grows, develops?
So when the bhakti is given by Sri Gurudev to the practitioner, then he should become like a gardener. He should plant the seed in his heart, and he should water the seed by Shravana and Kirtan. He should chant and hear and remember everything about the Lord's beautiful form, rup, guna, attributes, and vilas, pastimes. And so he should also protect his bhakti lata by friends, which is sadhu sangha. Actually, he will be deprived of doing any offenses to other Vaishnavi under guidance, anugatya, from his Gurudev. And he should also take away from his heart the two witches, which are like cross hunting his heart, like bhakti and mukti. Otherwise, he will never be able to experience happiness, ananda. And in this way, by day, bhakti will make his way away in his heart by the mercy of his Gurudev and Sambit Shakti and Ladini Shakti combined together as a ray of a divine love will come in his heart and create a transformation, and pure bhakti will appear at that time in his heart, and he will understand by this experience what is the mood of the residence of the spiritual world. And he will be actually, before that, he will follow in the footsteps of one Bhagavati Jan, which is the devotee that he wants to, which he wants to develop the same moods, like Lalita, Vishada, Upamanchari, Vatimanchari. And in this way, taking shelter of the bars of the residence of the spiritual world, he will be able to attain perfection in this life.
Thank you. Very good. Try to speak like this. Try to speak like this on real subjects. Niche mitti par dand ko rakho niche. Aise. Aur daina se usko pakdo. Bolo. हाँ वही बोलो हिंदी में बोलो हिंदी में बोल सकता है चलो इंग्लिश बोलो
I take the first
today in this assembly, I came here to benefit to the association of the great devotees and the Gurudas, the major devotees of disciples of Gurudev. So that by their association, I can learn something and be qualified one day to understand the spiritual subject matter. So, in the condition card work, this spiritual subject matter is very inconsiderable. The scripture is told that Prakruta Vastu Nahe, Aprakruta Vastu Nahe, Prakruta Indriya Gochar. The transcendental subject matter cannot be perceived through the material senses. Atas Sri Krishna Namahari, Na Bhavet Gaudam Indri, Sevan Bhukmani Vimajas, Sar Devas Pratyata. The Krishna's name for qualities, past names are transcendental. Completely transcendental to the material platform. But by service, rendering loving service under the guidance of a pure devotee, it will automatically be manifest so that we can understand. But the condition so jiva did not understand it. Real goal of life. They are all engaged in material sense gratification. Nade vidushat gatim vidushyam. Glass has a body of command. Anda has a body of command. Take the body of the Lord. The Glass
Maharaj, the Lord
of the Lord, the Lord
of
the Lord, that the
ordinary
conditioned
mental person
not interested, not trying to understand the real goal of life. What is the real startup? How? What is the real benefit in this life? You always engage in sense gratification. So, one is blind, so many leaders are blind, and guiding others. This is the condition of the mental person. So, you can put question that in this day, in this material world, completely ignorant, somehow we got the association of such a pure, exalted, bona fide guru. This is the mercy of Krishna. Brahmanda Bhumite Guru Bhagyavan Jiva, Guru Krishna Prasad Maya Bhakti Lata Jiva. They were holding lakhs, millions of Brahmandas, millions of lives. So by the accumulation of previous sukrits, we can able to get the association. What is the word of the Bhakta Sangha in the Parijayate? Satsanga Bhakti Kunti Sukrite Purvasanchite. By accumulation of millions of lives of sukriti, we can able to get the association. It is very rare get a pure devotee as Guru. This is Krishna's mercy. Because Sri Guru is Krishna Rupa Sri Murti, the embodiment of the mercy potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If the mercy of Krishna will take a form, that is Sri Guru. And the Gurudev, by surrendering to Gurudev, by accepting bona fide Guru, it is only possible if the Gurudev will inject the subject matter. There are Krishna, the Dattva, it will be revealed in the disciples' heart. Otherwise, it is not possible. Shastra says, Tasma Guru Pravadeya Jikyasu Shreya Puttama Sapte Paresha Nisnapa Brahma Nipa Samasra. So this Guru, able to understand the Dattva Vastu, the subject matter, transcendental subject matter, there is Dattva Vastu and Dattva Vastu. The Dattva Vastu, the inquiry about the veterans to get back. The subject matters of the material world, eating, sleeping, etc. But the Dattva Vastu is inquiry about the Brahma Jigyasa, inquiry about the soul, inquiry about the Supreme Lord. What is the goal of life? Ke ami, ke So this is should be the disciples more going on after this Bonaparte Guru. He should inquire, who am I? Why am I suffering in this mental world of millions of lifetime? Completely ignorant. Why can't I understand this? What is the goal of life? By this inquiry, that big jnana, tasma guru pravartyeta, jikyasu shreya. Then when we inquire this shreya, the real shreya in the life, as Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, Lord Krishna, he accepted Krishna as the guru. Kaapanya dosa bodh surbhava uchami, tam dharmasana kura cheta, jas shreya nishtitam syam, duhitamne, shishtya devam sadhanam, tam prabhanna. He asking, O Krishna, O Gurudev, please instruct me, what is this shreya in my life? I don't want shreya. Though it is very preliminary subject matter, but it is very rare. How many inquiry comes to Gurudev, what is this shreya in his life? Not wanting material benefit, material or material enjoyment, very rare. If I really inquire from the spiritual master, O Gurudev, I don't want any material enjoyment. Please instruct me, the shreya. Please be merciful towards me so that I will understand the shreya of the life. The Gurudev is very merciful. If it is merciful, he completes the embodiment of the merciful potency of the Supreme Lord. He definitely will be empowered us, definitely be merciful. Sour is mercy, so that we can understand about Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yesterday we observed the birthday of Satyananda Gaurbhari. Satyananda Gaurbhari, who is Satyananda Gaurbhari? Lord Krishna himself, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we, all these speakers, devotees, they are very qualified, I am not sure, but I try to talk secretly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, told in Bhagavad Gita, Man mana bhavat bhakta majjaya maam haskuru, maam haskuru, this instructions Krishna gave very valuable instructions. He gave confidential, and most confidential instructions in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna to this all the mankind. But how many of us understood? Nobody understood. Krishna went to his eternal, and thought, contemplated on this, I gave all the instructions of more confidential instructions. But how many givers, conditional material to give up in understanding this? To surrender to Supreme Lord Krishna, to meet the goal of life, to render loving service to the divine Lord Radha Krishna. Nobody can understand. So Krishna thought, I have to go, I have to teach them this bhakti. Krishna taking the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani, because Krishna is the object of love. So devotees, all the devotees, render loving service to Krishna. So Krishna is the supreme angel, the object of love. Here he doesn't have this this quality, this love, abode of love. It is only with Radharani, the asra jatiya. So Krishna taking this asadhyati of prayer from Srimati Radharani, the love and complexion of Srimati Radharani, he came as Satyananda Gaurbhari as a practical teacher to teach us Saranagati. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Dayakari, so passed the Sri Rama Samavagari. Atyanta Dullava Prema Parivara Dana, Sikhaya Saranagati Bhutate Ratana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with all his eternal associates, Lord Nityananda Prabhu is his brother Balaram. And all his confident eternal associates came here to teach this Saranagati. Then we can understand what is Saranagati, how to render service, how to surrender. The surrender Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, we completely surrender, that is not partial, traditional, or artificial surrender. The Saranagati should be true surrender. In the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Saranagati is the backbone of bhakti. If one doesn't have the Saranagati, without Saranagati, our bhakti, sadhana,
completely not artificial. Artificial is not the I am not disciple. It's artificial. Conditional, typical condition. The Gurudev, this I want and what you want, please instruct me. This is conditional. And partial, something else doing and just attending to the Gurudev. So this is not Sanatana, this is all cheating. So this sort of Vedanta Mahaprabhu taught in good surrender. So by you can be completely surrendered and lower speed of a Guru, Rashi Guru, like the Gurudev. You can achieve all this, you can enter into Buddhism. So that I have to present for first spiritual Buddha Krishna is nectar of instruction. The Nama Rupa Charita is a big Nama. Kavena Manasi, the Manasa Asana Yev Yodhya, Sishna Prade, the Dhanu Dhani, the Nama Dhani, Kapila Pradesh Sahab. If we have faith to understand what is Buddha's way, how we can achieve that, that faith in this life, if we are ready, then we should follow this instruction. The Nama Rupa Charita is to be the Nama. Krishna's name for qualities, all the things. Kravena Manasi Nasani Hidam Chandishkan Vade Kadal Rani Janan Rani. We should be completely in anugatya of a bona fide Sadguru Rasi Vaishnava. Is completely endowed to the mood of the eternal associates of Krishna. Completely bhakti rasa. So the Rasi Vaishnava, under guidance of the Rasi Vaishnava, Tadanurabi, Jananurabi, and you can completely, totally follow, not at one day, two day, completely, eternally, anumis, jiranta, continuously, then one day will be able to get that Deva and by the Buddha's mercy. This is, I try to offer
in the last days of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was only in गंभीरा में जब वो थे तो अपने अंतिम समय में प्रेम में बेहवल होते थे। दिन में किसी प्रकार कट जाता, रात कटती नहीं। यू कैन नोट, रात कटती नहीं थी। किसी प्रकार से रामानंद और स्वरूप दामोदर के साथ बड़ी मुश्किल से और रात कटता था। जैसे बतलाया गया है शास्त्र में, उज्ज्वल नीलमणि इत्यादि में, युगायतंग निमिषेन चक्षुषा प्रवृषायि शून्यायिम जगत सर्वम गोविंद विरहे। महाप्रभु कृष्ण के विरह में एक क्षण को भी कोटि कोटि युग जैसा मानते थे। द्विपराब्ध काल, और उनके मिलन में इतना कोटि कोटि पराब्ध काल भी एक क्षण के समान में बीतता था। राधा जी का भी ऐसा ही था। तो ये महाप्रभु के जीवन में देखा जाता है। उस समय राय रामानंद के साथ में, स्वरूप दामोदर के साथ में, महाप्रभु जी ने अपने अंतिम दिनों में 8 श्लोक लिखा और उस पर विचार किया। ये 8 श्लोक चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापनम श्रेय कैरव चंद्रिका वितरण विद्या बुद्धि जीवनम आनंदाम्बुधि वर्धनम प्रतिपदम पूर्णामृतास्वादन सर्वात्मस्नपनम परम विजयते श्री कृष्ण शंकर। ये जो आठ श्लोक हैं अष्टकालीय लीला है, समझो अष्टकालीय लीला। और जैसे महामंत्र में आठ युगल है, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम, 16 नाम अष्ट युगल। इसमें मिलन और विरह, संभोग और विप्रलम्ब दोनों है, किंतु आठ, इसमें भी आठ युगल है। ये सब कहां पर किसने बतलाया है, ये सब चीज विषय ये याद नहीं आया। भजन रहस्य में भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर ने उसमें बतलाया है। आप लोग इस सब का अनुशीलन करेंगे, रोज रोज ये पूछने की अधिक जरूरत नहीं है। महाराज जी 2 वर्ष हो गया, 3 वर्ष हो गया, 4 वर्ष हो गया, 20 वर्ष हो गया, 25 वर्ष, अब नया क्या चीज। ये सब पूछने की अधिक जरूरत नहीं। हरि कथा सुनो, पूछना है तो कुछ पूछो जिस विषय में पूछना है, किंतु स्थिर रखो जो कुछ भी है साध्य और साधन। हरि नाम में मिली वे सको, हरि नाम में सब कुछ मिलेगा। जो तुम नहीं जिसकी कल्पना कर सकते हो, हरि नाम करो उसे मिल जाएगा। ये जो नाम है इन नामों में कृष्ण की सारी लीलाएं सुदिताश्रित जनार्थ राशि रम्य चुक चित सुख घन सुख स्वरूपिणी नाम गोकुल महोत्सवायते कृष्ण पूर्ण बपुषे। कृष्ण नाम पूर्ण बपुषे, नाम ध्येय जो कृष्ण है उनका पूर्ण बपुषे, पूर्ण नाम में जितनी भी लीलाएं हैं कृष्ण की, जैसे जसोमती नंदन ब्रजवरनागर गोकुलरंजन कान गोपी परान धन मदन मनोहर कालिय दमन विधान अमल हरिनाम अमी अभिलाषा इत्यादि कीर्तन। और उस कीर्तन में विभाव ऋषेश, ये सब नाम की व्याख्या है। नामों में सब कुछ है। नाम का चिंतन करते करते, उनकी दया मांगते मांगते, हरि नाम तुआ अनेक यशोदा नंदन आनंद वर्धन नंद तनय रस रूप, यू नो द मीनिंग। और सब लीलाओं का उसमें वर्णन किया। नाम में सब कुछ है, बड़े प्रेम के साथ में नाम करो। यदि नाम करेगो गुरु वैष्णव के अनुगत्य में अनु निरंतर अनु अनुगत्य में अनु निरंतर धाम में वास कर, वैष्णव के अनुगत्य में वैष्णव के साथ, तो ये नाम अपना प्रभाव विकसित करें। चेतु दर्पण मार्जनम, चित्त रूपी दर्पण मार्जित हो जाए, उसमें अपना स्वरूप ही देख सकेंगे, अनर्थ सब दूर हो जाएंगे, नाम अपराध, धाम अपराध, वैष्णव अपराध, गुरु अवज्ञा, श्रुति शास्त्र निंदनम, तदर्थ बात, अर्थ बात, शरीर में जड़ शरीर में आत्मबोध इत्यादि जितने अपराध और अनर्थ हैं, यहाँ तक कि लय, विप्रपत्ति, विक्षेप, कषाय और जितने हैं सब कुछ चेतो दर्पण मार्जन। कैसे? पहले सदगुरु पदाश्रय करो, गुरु भी उन्नत कोटि का तत्वज्ञ और रसिक हो, और फिर उनसे नाम और दीक्षा लेकर बड़े विश्वास के साथ में अनर्थ निवृत्ति के बाद में जो नाम होगा उस नाम से चेतो दर्पण मार दो। नमाभास से नहीं होगा भाई, शुद्ध नाम से होगा, किंतु शुद्ध नाम कैसे होगा इसके लिए पहले ही दे दिया। अंततः जुगाड़ है, जब अपराध थोड़ा सा क्षीण हो जाएगा तो भागवता भक्त प्रायण नष्ट अभद्रेश नित्यम भागवत तब होगा। भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी इस श्लोक की व्याख्या में कहते हैं ऐसे ही अनर्थ दूर नहीं होगा, चित्त दर्पण मार्जन नहीं होगा, शुद्ध गुरु से गुरु पदाश्रय करके उनकी सेवा करते 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 पहले पारमार्थिक श्रद्धा होगी, पारमार्थिक श्रद्धा करते 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 श्रद्धा वो समझ लो श्रद्धा होगी, और श्रद्धा के बाद में निष्ठा होगी, और निष्ठा के बाद में रति होगी, रुचि, रुचि के साथ में नाम ग्रहण करोगे तो क्या होगा, चेतो दर्पण मार्जन, चित्रूपी दर्पण मार्जन होगा। महादावाग्नि निर्वापनम, कोई हरिनाम अभी कर रहा है, कैंसर, टीबी, क्या क्या रोग हो रहे हैं, किसी को स्त्री ने छोड़ दिया, किसी को पति ने छोड़ दिया, किसी को रोग है वो चल ही नहीं सकता, न चल सकता है, लड़की की शादी है, बेटे की शादी है, बेटा छोड़ दिया, मर रहा, गाली गलौज कर रहा, पति छोड़ दिया, घरदार नहीं है, कितने मरने का भय कष्ट है, तरह तरह के ये उपद्रव हैं। भव महादावाग्नि, ये जन्म लेना और मरना और उसके जो यह है ना कष्ट हैं, ये भव महादावाग्नि, इसी को प्रहलाद महाराज जी ने बतलाया था। ऐसे जलते हुए घर को छोड़कर वन में गुरु पदाश्रय करके वैष्णव के अनुगत्य में भजन करना ही जीवन का श्रेष्ठ, अपने पिता को बतलाया था क्या, तत्साधु मन्ने, ते इसलिए चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वा, ऐसे भाई दूर नहीं होगा, इस चीज की समस्या है, उस चीज की समस्या है, उस चीज की समस्या है, ये रोग है, ये कष्ट है। आज एक आदमी बोले जो मैं बेंगलोर में, दिल्ली में, वृंदावन में, यहाँ वहाँ सर्वत्र मैंने डॉक्टरों को, वैद्यों को, फिजिशियन को, सबको दिखलाया 12-14 वर्ष से, किंतु मेरा रोग ही नहीं दूर हो रहा है, ये कैसे जाएगा, वो अपना कर्मफल भोगना पड़ेगा, किंतु जब वो रुचि के साथ में नाम आएगा तो उसे ये दूर हो जाएगा। कोई भी ऐसा प्रॉब्लम जगत में नहीं है जो कि नाम के द्वारा, शुद्ध नाम के द्वारा, गुरु सेवा के द्वारा दूर नहीं होगा। भाग्य को भी पलट देगा शुद्ध नाम। जो कर्म में लिखा है, कर्म के लेख को भी मिटा देने वाला ये हरिनाम है और गुरु वैष्णव की सेवा है। मार्कंडे जी का ऐसा था, मर जाने वाला था, जन्मते ही मर जाएगा, तो उन्होंने शंकर जी की शरण ले ली और शिवलिंग पकड़ करके बैठ गया और मृत्यु आई नहीं। जब महाराज आए किंतु उनका भाग्य पलट गया और उनकी आयु कितनी मिली? आयु 14 कल्प की आयु उनको मिल गई। भाई भाग्य को मिटा देगा ने? मरने से मत डरो, ये नव जीवन मिलेगा, वो जीवन है। कष्टों से मत भगड़ाओ, कष्ट आएंगे किंतु भगवान के नाम के द्वारा भाव महादावाग्नि निर्वापरम श्रेय कैरव चंद्रिका वितरण। जब अनर्थ दूर हो जाएगा, संसार के ताप ताप सब दूर हो जाएंगे, हरि भजन के अनुकूल जितने भी गुण हैं भक्ति समय सब इसमें विकसित हो जाए। कैसे? नाम चंद्र है, अमृत है, जैसे चंद्र की ज्योत्सना से जैसे विकसित हो जाते हैं। कौन सी? लीली और जो फूल है कुमुदिनी, श्रेया कुमुदिनी, वो खिल जाती है। ऐसे तुम्हें भगवान के भक्ति के अनुकूल जितने भी गुण हैं वो सब खिल जाएंगे हरि नाम के द्वारा। किंतु नाम ऐसा हो गुरु पदाश्रय, गुरु के अनुगत्य में, वैष्णव के अनुगत्य में, निष्ठा रुचि तक आकर के रुचि के साथ में करो। उस समय हरिनाम में परिश्रम न रहेगा, नींद नहीं आएगी और अनर्थ नहीं लगेंगे। श्रेय कैरव चंद्रिका वितरण विद्यावधु जीवनम, ऐसा जो नाम है शुद्ध नाम कैसा है? विद्यावधु जीवनम, अब यहीं से मुक्ति हुई। विद्यावधु जीवन, विद्या कौन? विद्या माने विद्यावधु, भक्ति, भक्ति रूपी वधु के जीवन है। भक्ति क्या है? राधिका जी की, कृष्ण की सेवा करने की जो प्रवृत्ति है वही है भक्ति। वो विद्यावधु जीवन, ऐसी भक्ति का जीवन प्राणनाथ कृष्ण है। इसलिए नाम करोगे तो भक्ति अपने आप होगी। विद्यावधु जीवनम आनंदम बोधि वर्धनम, अब ये नाम शुद्ध आया, अब प्रेम आया, अब इसमें प्रेम स्नेह मान प्रणय सब इसमें आने लगे। तो क्या आनंदम बोधि वर्धनम, आनंद की अम्बोधि समुद्र बढ़ने लग गया। कैसे? महाप्रभु जी कैसे आनंद में डूब जाते हैं, विरह में कभी, मिलन में कभी कुछ। एवं व्रतस्य प्रिय नाम कृत्या जातानुरागो जित चित्त उच्चैः हसत् तथो रोदति रौति गायति उन्मादयति नित्यति लोकमयः। ऐसी कभी हंसते हैं, कल रसानंद साहब बतला रहे थे किस लिए हंसते हैं, किस लिए रोते हैं, किस लिए जमीन पर लौटते हैं, किस लिए क्या करते हैं, संसार के लोग नहीं समझ सकते, रसिक जन ही उसको समझे, दूसरा नहीं। तो ये पागल, सुखदेव गोस्वामी को लोग पागल कहेंगे, ये नंग घूम किस लिए लंगे हैं, उनको फुर्सत नहीं, उनको देह में होश नहीं। इल्यानंदाम्बोधि वर्धनम प्रतिपदम, प्रतिपदम अथवा प्रतिपदम क्या? आनंदाम्बोधि वर्धनम प्रतिपदम पूर्णास्वाद, आनंद प्रतिदिन वर्धित होता है और आनंदाम्बोधि वर्धनम
आनंद काम बढ़ जाता है। जैसे समुद्र में लहर होती है, आनंद की लहर में वो डूब जाता है। पूर्णामृतास्वादनम सर्वात्मा स्नपनम, और अंत में वो डूब जाता है, अर्थात उसकी पूर्ण रूप से शुद्धि हो सिद्धि हो करके गोलोक वृंदावन में जिस रस से उपासना करता है उसकी पूर्ति हो जाती है। अब चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम, वो तो हो गया पहले ही कर, नहीं ठहरो बात में बीच में मत बोलो नहीं तो गड़बड़। क्या कह रहा था? एक अच्छा विचार आया, बीच में गड़बड़ कर दी, बहुत सुंदर विचार। हाँ, अब प्रारंभ कर रहे हैं फिर से। चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम कैसे होगा, अब उसके लिए ये बतला रहे। नाम नाम अकारी बहुधान ये सब। कृष्ण ने अपनी सारी शक्ति जो एक मिनट के अंदर में, एक सेकंड के अंदर में, एक पलक झपते ही विश्व ब्रह्मांड का लय प्रलय कर देते हैं, और फिर नई करोड़ों करोड़ों ब्रह्मांडों की सृष्टि कर सकते हैं। ये शक्ति बड़े सुंदर हैं, रसिक हैं, मधुर हैं, अहेतुकी कृपालु हैं। ये सब नाम उसमें भर दी और दिन रात का विचार नहीं किया। ये दिन में नहीं ले सकते, रात में नहीं ले सकते, सवेरे नहीं, बिना स्नान किए खाए भोजन किए नहीं ले सकते, टहलते हुए नहीं कर सकते, बिना माला के नहीं कर सकते, ऐसा कोई भी नियम नहीं बनाया। किंतु मेरा दुर्दैव है जो इसमें ना, अब ये दुर्दैव को छुड़ाओ तब चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम हो। वो दुर्दैव क्या है? अपराध, अनर्थ, इसलिए रुचि नहीं होती। ऐसा नाम मधुर और इसमें टेस्ट नहीं आता, क्यों? वो कमला रोग हो गया है, कमला रोग माने पीलिया रोग। मिश्री मीठी नहीं लगती, किंतु वही मिश्री दवाई भी है पथ्य भी है, मिश्री से ही वो रोग दूर होता है पहले। आजकल तो नए नए डिस्कवरी हो रही, अभी भी वही है। इसलिए निरंतर हरिनाम करो और प्रार्थना करो ये अपराध मुक्त नाम हमारा कैसे होगा, कैसे होगा, उसका उपाय क्या है? हाँ, एक उपाय है, तृणादपि सुनी चेन तरोरपि सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदे कीर्तनीय सदा। यदि हरिनाम करने की इच्छा है और उसे प्रेम कैसे उत्पन्न होगा जानने की इच्छा है तो हे राय रामानंद और स्वरूप दामोदर सुनो की रूप लैले नाम प्रेम उपजाय। सुनो किस प्रकार से ये शुद्ध नाम लेने से हृदय में प्रेम होता है। लोग उनसे मुझे रोजी पूछते हैं कि और कुछ बतलाई, और मैं बतलाते बतलाते हार जाता हूं। आज सुन लो हृदय खोल करके, जैसा करो, और यदि नहीं होता है तब हमारे पास में आओ। अंततः कुछ करो तो कुछ करेगा नहीं महाराज जी, कैसे हो जाएगा? अब कुछ करेंगे नहीं, हम जैसा कर रहे हैं तो कैसे हो? अरे कुछ तो करो। त्रिनादपि सुनी चेन, यदि हरिनाम करना चाहते हो, प्रेम चाहते हो, त्रिनाद अपि सुनी चेन, त्रिण पर पैर दो और उठा लो तो फिर वो खड़ा हो जाता है। वैष्णव लोग इस त्रिण की अपेक्षा त्रिनाथ अपि सुनी चेन तरोरपि सही सुना, वृक्ष के समान नहीं। वृक्ष को पत्थर दो तो फल देता है, काट दो कुछ नहीं बोलता, जला दो भी कुछ नहीं बोलता, पानी भी नहीं मांगता, और जो उसके पास में आता है छाया फल छाल डाल पत्ते सब कुछ दे। नीम के पत्ते से बहुत से उपकार होते हैं, उसका रस होता है उससे भी, निमौरी से भी, उसके छाल से भी, अर्जुन वृक्ष के छाल से, उसके पेड़ से, बहुत तरह तरह की दवाइयां बनती हैं। पेड़ नहीं कहता जी हम नहीं दें, जानवर भाग जाएंगे, उनसे कोई दवा बनाओ तो अंडरस्टैंड, एनिमल विल रन अवे इफ यू गो टू मेक मेडिसिन फ्रॉम देम टू टेक देयर हेयर आईज और एनीथिंग, बट ट्रीज विल नेवर रन अवे। तो वो नहीं भाग सकते। तत्नात अपि सुनेचर तरोर अपि सहिष्णु, तरो की अपेक्षा अधिक सहिष्णु बनो, सुख दुख सहो, मान अपमान सहो, खुजलाहट में ही मत लग जाओ, वो खुजली है बस छोड़ो। यदि और दूसरों को जो योग्य है उनको योग्यता के अनुसार में मान सम्मान दो, और यदि नहीं दे सकते तो ये सोचो जो कृष्ण इसके अंदर में है इसलिए उसको सम्मान दे, अपना सम्मान मत छोड़ो। लड़ाई झगड़ा तो इसी का, कोई कुछ कह दिया और लड़ाई, सुखदेव गोस्वामी को कोई गाली देगा तो लड़ेंगे कि नहीं? नहीं, नहीं लड़े। देवती मैया को कोई गाली दे और उसको नंगी कर दे तो क्या करेगी? द्रौपदी तो पुकारने लगी, वो पुकारेगी भी नहीं, उसको होश ही नहीं। ऐसा बनो यदि हरिनाम करना चाहते हो, दूसरों को सम्मान दो। यदि कोई भी गुण नहीं है तो भगवान तो उसके अंदर में है ही है, इसलिए जानी कृष्ण अधिष्ठान। हाँ भाई, क्या करना होगा? उसके साथ साथ में कुछ करना होगा। कोई भी जागतिक आकांक्षा न हो, न धनम, न जन्म, न सुंदरी कविता वा जगदीश कामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे भवता भवतु रहेति त्वयि। कोई भी चीज मत चाहो, न धनम, न जन्म, स्त्री पुत्र परिवार भ्राता बंधु सब मत चाहो। धनम न सुंदरी कविता, सुंदरी कविता मत चाहो। जब विद्या हो जाएगी तो भगवान का भजन करेंगे, जो है उसी से भजन करो। आकर के गौड़िया मठ में और कॉलेज में पढ़ने के लिए गए, बहुत से लोग यूनिवर्सिटी में पढ़ने जाते हैं, डोंट गो, नो नीड, कम इन द स्कूल ऑफ गौर किशोर दास बाबाजी महाराज एंड कॉलेज ऑफ हरिदास ठाकुर, डोंट गो देयर, कुछ पढ़ना नहीं है। स्वामी जी के शिष्य भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज के जितने बड़े बड़े सन्यासी शिष्य वो कॉलेज गए और सब लोग नष्ट हो गए। कोई जो योग्यता है उसी को भगवान की सेवा में त्रिनातपी सुनित जैसा रह करके और लगाओ यदि भजन करना चाहते। कीर्तन सीखने के लिए वो किसी व्यक्ति के पास में खोल सीखने के लिए, राग रागनी सीखने के लिए बहुत से लोग जाते हैं, कोई मृदंग सीखने के लिए जाते हैं, कोई कीर्तन सीखने के लिए जाते हैं। वो सीख करके क्या करेंगे? पेशावर होंगे, पैसे मिलेंगे और फिर मत जाओ। जो गुण जो भगवान ने दिया है बस उसी से संतुष्ट होकर के भगवान का भजन करो, नाम करो। बहुत से लोग मठ में भी कहते हैं, अब संस्कृत में हमारा इस कॉलेज में नाम लिखवा दीजिए, हम पढ़ेंगे, हम वो करेंगे, स्कूल में पढ़ेंगे, यूनिवर्सिटी में पढ़ेंगे, हम वैद्यगिरी सीखेंगे, ये कोई जरूरत नहीं, एस्ट्रोलॉजी सीखते हैं, मत जाओ। तो कहाँ तक गया? जगदीश कामे मम जन्म नी जन्म नी ईश्वर ए भवदेव भक्ति अहेतु की भक्ति हो और कुछ नहीं। अरे समझ लो तुम दीनहीन है त्रिनादपि सुनीच है समझो क्यों तुम भगवान के चरणों की एक धूली कणा के समान है तुम्हारा कोई महत्व नहीं है। यदि कृष्ण के चरणों के साथ में लगे हो तब तक उसका महत्व नहीं तो कोई महत्व नहीं एक धूली ए डस्ट इफ इट इज नॉट कॉन्टेक्ट टू कृष्ण आर वैष्णव देर आर सो मच डस्ट इन होल वर्ल्ड बट वाई वी गो टू गुरुदेव टू टेक डस्ट दैट डस्ट इज आई वॉन्ट टू बी दैट डस्ट वो डस्ट धूलि का ये जीव का स्वरूप है इसलिए उसमें अभिमान क्यों अभिमान मत करो मैं बहुत जानता हूं। अरे कल मृत्यु होगी वो तो नहीं जानता क्या हो जाएगा कुछ नहीं जानता है इसलिए खूब विश्वास के साथ में हरि नाम करो गुरु वैष्णव के अनुगत्य में। जब मैं कृष्ण के चरणों का दास हूं और छोटा सा कण हूं उसके पहले मैं गुरु जी के चरणों में लगूंगा और वो निकाल करके यदि कृष्ण के चरणों में दे दे ऐसा सोचो और तब प्रार्थना करो क्या प्रेम प्राप्ति के लिए नैनंगल दासुधारया बदनं गदगद रुद्धया गिरा पुलकर निचितं बपुह कदा तो नाम ग्रहणे भविष्यति। कब हे प्रभो हे नाम धेय हे नाम कृष्ण हे राधिके उनको पुकारो नाम करते समय हा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम। नहीं कुछ होता है नहीं आंखों में आंसू आते हैं छलकते हैं हा गौर हा नित्यानंद हा हरिदास करो हा सचिनंदन गौर हरि दया करो आपने जागाई मधाई को प्रेम दिया लाखों भक्तों को दिया हमारे ऊपर में कृपा दीनहीन होकर के ऐसे करो तो रात में जब कोई नहीं हो बिना किसी से बात करते हुए करो नंगल दास सुधारया बदनं गदगद रुद्धया गिरा पुलकैर निचितं बपुह कदा तो नाम ग्रहण कब ऐसा होगा जब जब ऐसा होगा तभी संतुष्टि नहीं होगी तब वो आगे बढ़ करके कहेंगे जुगाई तंग निमिषेन चक्षुषा प्राप्रिषाई तुम सुन्नाइम जगत सर्वम गोविंद विरहे ऐसी कब दशा होगी गोविंद के विरह में एक क्षण लाखों जुग परार्ध के समान लगेगा और परार्ध समय भी उनके दर्शन में एक सेकंड ऐसा कब होगा होगा ऐसा हो सकता है कब होगा जब राधा जी की कृपा होगी। क्या श्लोक अंतिम आश्लिष्वापादर्थम तब ऐसी दशा ये मदनख भाव तक जाएगा ये श्लोक असली स्वापादरतांग विनष्ट मान अदर्शनांग मर्म हतांग करो तुवा जथा तथा विदधा तुलम पटो मत प्राणनाथ हस्ते आपको जैसे खुशी हो हे गुरुदेव मैं संन्यास लेने में यदि आप सुखी हो तो संन्यास यदि हमें नंगा